Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to dedicate this one to Robert, Young and Sandifer, and all other little young that's in a rush to be gangsters.
As a young, I'm on my swinging in the wind, give anything to be that innocent again. When I was 10, I didn't bang, but I was hanging with the homies till them started slinging, now they don't know me. I've got my hustle on, learned to ignore what couldn't pay me lately. I've been trying to make a million. Can you pay me with that jealousy? They need to miss me. Don't sweat me if the cowards really want me, come get me. And even now,
it is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There's your 230 Tupac. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's. Sorry. You want to keep going?
No, no, we're cooking, though.
Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's now through December. Before we get to the Twitter question, back to the phones, we have to thank the Plymouth White Marsh Sports Debate Club, high school sports debate club, for coming in today.
Yeah.
45 guys like debating sports.
Definitely guys.
In high school came to listen to us talk about how to debate sports. And they all came in with their takes afterwards.
Oh, man, they had takes, man.
Oh, they had takes.
They really did.
They did.
We had a Drake May is going to be better than Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
We not had bad. A Phil's are going to trade for Tarek Skubal.
With an ass trade proposal.
Yeah. Yes, not a great trade proposal. We had a Joel Embiid's going to retire this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, don't
takes.
Resign Kyle Schwarber.
No, yeah, I got that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Well, shoe fly. It's all right. It's good. And of course,
to start somewhere.
Yeah. I know. But of course, just letting everyone in. When we do something together as a show, usually ends up as a top five.
Oh, is it going to be a top five? Okay, all right, we'll talk about it anymore. Now, I do have to say, Dave Skopinich is our director of sales here, and his son, Matt, is like the head of the Sports Debate Club. And Matt promised that we would say the Plymouth White Marsh Sports Debate Club has a fantasy football league. The team owned by Mason, Aiden, and Luke are in first place.
Okay.
So it looks
45
like,
kids in a class. Well, there's no way they're, you know.
It looks like Matt's has taken on Scope's promise more than you actually should, you know, promise first and worry about the promises later.
Right.
So we were not consulted about this part, the fantasy football thing.
A classic sales tactic.
Classic sales tactic. So Matt is learning young. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. After hearing AJ talk yesterday, are you now on his side? Ike, what do you think the Twitter results are? After hearing AJ talk yesterday, are you now on his side?
Well, there certainly has been a groundswell of support for AJ coming out. So I'd say it's close to 50-50. Let's go 55-45. No.
55-45, yes.
Ah, okay.
That is why we started the show the way that I did, is I've started seeing this. Everything that he said about the offense, everybody already knows.
Yeah, he didn't break any news yesterday.
No, every time he says it, and you made the point in the first segment, he sometimes says it when the offense is actually fine. Every time he says it, it forces everybody to answer questions about it. It forces Eagles fans, the week after a huge win, to debate this rather than talking about Jalen Phillips being a game wrecker in his first game. This is not about fixing the offense. It's about him trying to make himself feel better.
What's about him getting the ball?
Yes. Yeah. It's about him getting the ball.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Yo, I'm being honest with you. I'm strictly on AJ's side with this. I ain't even on front. Because I just care about what you say. And what he said, like, I believe, was at least 85 to 90% right. And I like the fact that he sat there and showed that he could realize it ain't all. He don't believe Jalen not throwing the ball to him. He thinks that the offense is not clicking. He the one who said, I know sometimes, like, an offensive lineman could fall. The defense could be the issue, but we need to get it together. Everything he said was right. And I have no issues when people say what is right. Because the funniest thing is when I'm listening to the radio and people call, they say the same thing. They come on, oh, he shouldn't be saying this. He shouldn't be saying this. But sometimes he said the same thing last year, and that didn't stop us.
Okay.
That didn't stop us.
Well, here's the thing.
Did he not?
No, it didn't. And he's mm-hmm. free to feel and say what he wants to say, and we're going to react to it. My point is that people get upset that we're talking about it like it's not a big deal when he clearly wants it to be talked about. Like, he wants it to be talked about. How about this, Ike? How about getting it fixed with your team? If we are to believe that it's not about Jalen or what have you, then who is it about? Who is he complaining about? Is he complaining about the coaches?
Is about all of them.
We can't. Hold on. He's not complaining. Hold on, Ike. Because I can't let that go that he's complaining about all of it. No, he is specifically mad about something, which is why he won't narrow it down. He won't narrow it down and say exactly what it is, because that would bring more heat on him. You're trying to tell me he's mad about the offensive line? Like, how can you be mad at everybody who's working their ass off to get better and they're getting better? So what is he mad about? How can you be mad about the other guys when they're busting their butt to try to improve in blocking and tackling and throwing and catching and all these things? Well, like, I could see if somebody wasn't doing their job or they're not necessarily putting forth the effort. It seems like everybody has been trying to work to get this thing on the right page. So I just don't know who he's actually or what he's actually upset about. He's upset because he's not getting the football. You just have to you have to acknowledge that.
Yo, you took what I was saying wrong. I know that he's upset about Jalen, and I think the offense too, okay. Like the coordinator, the play call. But I was saying for me, I think it's everybody, because I think like the other day I seen Jason Avant. He did the little breakdown thing about a play, and at least one of the plays I seen. And him and Smitty was wide open. And Jalen had to start running before he could even see it.
Yeah, but so Ike but my question is, Ike, I agree with you. What does repeatedly saying it publicly do when they all know it? Right?
Right.
Like what good would it do for Jalen to come out? Is it possible? Like, let me ask you this. Is it possible at least that AJ has lost half a step in the last year?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Would it do Jalen any good to publicly say, whether it's correct or not, that my wide receiver's not getting open enough because he's not as fast anymore? Even if it's right.
No, but let me ask you a question. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
What did he say about Jalen that is equivalent to what you just said?
But we all know he says it over and over and over.
Why you can't answer my question?
No, like, because
I just asked you a question.
He didn't.
That was the equivalent of that.
He didn't.
You made that, so that made it seem like he's saying something that's the equivalent of what you just said.
No, what I'm saying is just because what you are saying is correct doesn't mean it's the right thing to say. Just because what he says is true doesn't make it the right thing to say. And like, we could all agree that there are a lot of things. And at what point during that eight minutes of press availability did AJ Brown say, I personally need to be better at X, Y, and Z? At what point? He spoke for 8 minutes. And at no point did he say, I'm not running my routes as well. I'm not getting out of my breaks. I could do a better job.
Yeah.
I could do a better job of communicating. I could do better. At what point? Because I've seen Jalen do that.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't even come from a Jalen guy. I've seen Jalen do it. I've seen Saquon do it.
The offensive line do it every week. Jordan Mailata is so critical of himself. We got to pull him out.
And not once, not forget about the 8 minutes. Not once all year. All year.
Hey, but that's why I said I 85% agree with him, because
okay.
I thought that was something that was missing. And this is my last point.
Yeah.
Let's not act like Jalen and not just Jalen, but they all kind of took shots at Petula after that Rams game, if you remember. when remember after the game, we was all saying how he was like, just let me be. Let me play.
Yeah.
So let's not act like that. They don't be saying their little stuff, too. Now, AJ been going a little longer and everything, a lot longer. But that's not it. Yo, they're players. They're human. They going to sit there and express themselves, just like we all express ourselves during the games and after the game. So I got no issues. We just going to disagree on this one.
But okay. No, that's fine. All right, you know we love you, bro. Like, listen, if you choose to look the other way, or say it doesn't bother you, that's fine, but you don't speak for everybody. like you don't speak for everybody. And there are a lot of fans that have grown tired of this. And my only thing is that I say, why? Just, dude, you get through the rest of the season, you play your butt off, you play for your teammates, you play for your brothers, and you let the chips fall where they may. Why do you have to be a storyline every week, every other week?
Everything's always got to be focused
on. Why does it have to be that?
And for this sport specifically.
This is the greatest team sport out there. Guys take, you know, they cover for each other, they take bullets for each other, pardon that expression, but it's the greatest team sport. The coach gets up there and he'll say it was him or he knew this or that and the other when he know damn well he's covering for one of his players. Right? All right, we get all that. My thing is that why isn't the team and what's best for the team being put first? Why are we constantly talking every week about AJ not getting the ball? The team is winning. Do we want him to get the ball instead of winning at the expense of winning? Is that what everybody wants? I mean, I thought only thing that matters is that you win. And the idea of trying to foresee what is going to happen later on down the road. He complained about the passing game last year at some point, and it didn't change a whole lot. Sure, they came out one game and threw the ball to standing up. They still were a Saquon-centric team going through the playoffs, and they won. So the idea of we can't play this way and expect to win, you can. You've been doing it. What do you mean you can't play this way and expect to win?
215-592-9499. You know who never speaks at his press availability bad about me? Nope. That is my dog, Rebel. Neither does Scotchy.
They
never
could,
would.
Though.
They never would. They never would. That's because I love them dearly. And I treat them like, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, like kings, like a king and a queen. I know you do the same thing with your pets. And you want to you want to keep them healthy. You want to keep them happy. You want them to have fun. You want them to have good toys or whatever. Dogs and Cats Rule is your partner in making sure your pets have the very best life they possibly can. And they have the very best staff you could possibly imagine. The league dog, George Perenni, has made sure that every single one of the 7 locations has great staff that can answer your questions. When I say they are top of the line pet nutrition stuff, they have the great products. But what good are the great products without a great staff to help you, help lead you to what is right for your pet, for your dog, for your cat? So for pet nutrition, they have it. For supplements, they have it. For treats, they have it. But they also have the staff that's going to put you in the right position to make the right decision. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Blue Ball. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family.
I love when people say, well, you guys don't have to talk about AJ. You do realize AJ wants us to talk about this.
Yeah.
He wants us to talk about this.
Well, of course.
He wants us to talk about him not getting the ball and whether or not he should.
Or he wouldn't say the things publicly.
He wouldn't.
Yeah.
They win in Minnesota. Jalen has a perfect quarterback rating. A.J. had two touchdowns. I forget how many yards he had.
Four catches, 100 and some yards.
I forget what it was. Had the big catch to seal the game. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, the games get jumbled up in my head. I don't think he spoke after the game.
He did not.
He didn't even speak out of that game.
That's when we got the Instagram
post. That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't speak to the media after the game about the big win, the catches in the game, the two touchdowns, the perfect quarterback rating that your quarterback had. He didn't speak after a big win on the road. After two straight losses, they go on the road and beat Minnesota. He didn't speak after that win after having a big game. Instead, he sent out a cryptic tweet. Using me.
But not using
me. But not using me.
Yeah.
Then we got to think about what's going on with that. Then all of a sudden, the hamstring.
Yeah.
And he misses the next week. Nobody is speaking about AJ. We're talking about the game Jalen just had, how great Devontae has looked. Then they go out and put up what they did against the Giants. Again, nobody is speaking about AJ. We're talking about the team, the good things that are happening there. He comes back against Green Bay. He declares he's going to play. He let the team tell us he was going to play. He told us earlier in the week, yeah, I'm playing. Comes back against Green Bay. One game, we're back to speaking about AJ.
And you're right. We didn't talk about it.
So during that time, nobody was talking about AJ. We were talking about all the other things, making trades, who we should get in the trade, and this and that and the other.
Spike and Jack were dumb about Jalen. Look at the perfect quarterback rating.
Yeah.
We had none of that here.
So then he does this so that we can talk about him.
Yeah, well, and like what he said yesterday about how we made a big story after he talked after the last game. No, we didn't. No one talked about AJ on Tuesday.
No.
Besides like, hey, that was great. Just do more of that.
Yeah. So Hugh Douglas had an eventful show today.
Yeah.
Here's some of what he said.
AJ's talking about the quarterback. Like, flat out, he's talking about Jalen and his play. Because when you look at this team, Joe, man for man on paper, and you look at them and the star power that he has compared to every other team in the NFL, is it hyperbole for me to say that this should be a dynasty? When you talk about what Tom Brady won with and what we have accumulated over the last three seasons, well, over the last years, over the last few years, you know, with Howie's drafts and everything, we shouldn't be winning by the skin of our teeth.
I agree with that.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they should be a better offense.
No, the quarterback's the problem.
Blow everybody out by two touchdowns.
The quarterback's the problem. The quarterback is the person that's holding this team back. Even though they're winning. And this is where it's a hard pill to swallow, Joe, because I'm old school. And a win is a win. A win is a win. But when you I've never been in this situation. But when you start talking about dynasty and legacy and being dominant in the NFL and putting up historic numbers, why is this team not doing that? When you talk about the team, the chess pieces that Howie has put together, why isn't this team doing that? Why are we talking about every week, pundits on television, talking about as much talent as this Eagles team has, they're not doing this, that, and the third? Why are we talking about Tanner McKee like he's the future of this team? It's Jalen Hurts.
First of all, who's talking about Tanner McKee like he's the future of this team?
Well, maybe Jack.
I never.
Oh, yeah, Jack doesn't even like Tanner McKee. Yeah.
I love Big Bro.
Yeah.
I love Hugh. I couldn't disagree with him more on all of that. I can't disagree with him more on that. Jalen, like, Jalen's holding his team back? In what way? And this nonsense about setting records and points. This ain't college football. This is the NFL. This is the NFL. Andy Reid has Patrick Mahomes out there, right? Like, this idea that you're going to blow teams out every week, it just doesn't happen. Oh, and by the way, doesn't mean you're going to win in January. This team happened to have done that. That's what I can't get with. If they hadn't won a Super Bowl already and have been in the playoffs five straight years, and have gone to two Super Bowls, then you may have an argument because we hadn't reached those heights yet. You may say Jalen is holding his team back from success. He's not good enough. But he's already proven that he is good enough. He may not be the best, but how do you argue with facts? The fact is, he's quarterbacked us to two Super Bowls, and he won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. So that flies in the face of that logic that he's holding the team back. And he did it without having to do, without having to have a prolific passing game.
I think
he did it without having a prolific passing game.
The truth with Jalen is that you just have to weigh, when you're thinking about building your team, the first thing you have to weigh is, do we have a better option? Always, right? Mm-hmm. Because every team in the NFL wants a perfect quarterback.
Sure.
Every team in the NFL wants a perfect quarterback, right?
Sure.
Most teams in the NFL don't have one. The thing with Jalen that you have to weigh is, do the positives of what he's good at outweigh the negatives of what he's not particularly good at? Mm-hmm. He's not a prolific passer. He's probably never going to be.
No.
Maybe he could improve in that, but probably never. But the positive, and that is a negative, right? That is a limiting factor on his play. But the positive factors on his play about, you know, coming up big in big spots, being able to handle the pressure of a city like this, not really becoming, he never unwinds and devolves during a game. Like, it never snowballs mm-hmm. with him. It's all of those things.
We witnessed that, so we know what that looks like.
Yes, all of those things are the positives. And if you're on one side, I'm sure AJ would rather have somebody slinging the ball over all around, whatever. The team has to weigh what are these positives that he has better than the negatives that he doesn't have. And they have made the calculus, and they have been correct so far mm-hmm. in that calculus, that the positives that he brings outweigh the negatives that he doesn't. That's it. Like, that's it. Do I think Joe Burrow is better at quarterbacking than Jalen is? I think he is.
Yeah.
But the truth is that Joe Burrow's hurt every year. So
maybe if they didn't throw as much and run the ball a little bit more and focused on defense, then Joe Burrow may have a ring or two under his belt.
Yes, right. And would I rather have a quarterback that is playing than a quarterback that is not playing? Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, like, him holding them back, to your point, it has not. It might hold them back from scoring 30 points a game
sure.
during the regular season. It does.
That's not how they win, though.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Yeah. It probably holds them back from being the number one offense in the NFL. It holds them back from having the most pass yards in the NFL. Mm-hmm. All of those things it holds them back from. But it has not held them back from winning football games.
And that's all I care
point.
About.
Right.
I don't care about how many stats this guy gets or that guy gets. And here's the other thing. Coach Sirianni, his method of coaching isn't going to change. In other words, they're not all of a sudden about to become a team that throws the ball 35, 40 times a game. They're not. If they're down, they'll throw more. And when they threw more against Denver, you know what happened when they threw more against Denver? Because you know who didn't get the ball a lot in the first half of that game? That they probably went in the locker room and was like, nah, get me the damn ball. They came out in the second half of that Denver game and ran, what, twice?
Oh, yeah. That was that game.
Twice
yeah.
and blew a 17-point lead? Hmm. Hmm. I'm just saying. They have a formula that they
the Bucs game, too.
They almost lost that one. That became a one-possession game. The formula they use for winning, why would they change it? We can debate it all we want. It's been successful for them. They are risk-averse. That's what they do. From the head coach to the quarterback, it's worked well for them. Why would they change it? It's never going to be that type of offense. To where, and that's what the Eagles are going to have to realize. You're paying these two receivers. You don't have the type of offense where these guys are going to eat and be happy.
Right, and they'll probably make that decision this offseason.
Because it's not going to change unless you change the quarterback.
Yes, that's what you would have to do.
Yeah, if you want to change the quarterback for somebody else, then okay, good luck with that.
Well, and that goes to the first point, is you need a better option. You need an option that you think is better at that position,
yes.
And they certainly don't have that at
nope.
this point. 215-592-9494. Shiel Kapadia joins us next.
Team Jalen.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.